Most primaries for the 2016 election took place nearly 3 months ago, but true to the election's unorthodox form, primaries for U.S. House, among others, were delayed due to a change in congressional district maps. It gave campaign staffers and their candidates extra time to get the word out and make their case for their respective offices. Chris Thomas spoke to candidates and party leaders in the new 3rd District, which includes Lenore, Onslow, and Craven counties, about the June 7th primary.
Okay, let's review. On February 5th, a 3-judge panel ruled two of North Carolina's U.S. House districts were in violation of the Civil Rights Act because they relied too heavily on race.
So their order was to redraw those congressional districts, and they indicated that we could not hold elections for Congress until there was a new plan in place.
Josh Lawson of the North Carolina Board of Elections.
And that resulted in a redrawing of all the congressional districts throughout the state. So not just those two or just the surrounding area, but all of the congressional districts.
Later that month, the General Assembly presented a new map with more compact district lines. The new map, like the old, was contested in court.
So if the current new districts are put into effect, then there will be a separate election on June 7th.
The new districts are in effect, though, making June 7 Primary Election Day Part 2 in North Carolina. Races for U.S. House and Senate Supreme Court judges will come into clearer view after most primaries, including president and governor, were decided 2.5 months ago. That worked just fine for Taylor Griffin, U.S. House candidate and New Bern resident.
Well, it gave us a lot more time to do direct retail engagement with voters, for me to go knock on doors and actually meet voters in person and ask for their vote, to answer their questions.
Mr. Griffin is running for the second time to unseat Walter Jones, longtime 3rd District Representative, in the Republican primary. The district retained much of its territory it already had and counties once shared with the 1st District, represented by Democrat G.K. Butterfield, now belong to it solely, and vice versa. The lines are clear, which makes work easier for Carl Mischka, chair for the Craven County Republican Party, after the primaries.
The most recent redistricting put all of Craven County in District 3, Congressional District 3, whereas part of the county had been in District 1, and that for the last number of years. It makes it easier for me to manage the Republican Party in Craven County because I don't have two districts that I have to interface with. It makes it easier for my precinct leaders to know where they're going to district meetings.
But, as is the case with most congressional elections, getting out the vote has been challenging. According to statistics from the State Board of Elections, average voter turnout in congressional-only primaries is under 15%. Mr. Mischka said this could be even worse with an unusual primary date.
The public is not aware as they could be. So what we're doing to combat that is using social media. I've funded robocalls. We are running ads in the Sun Journal, doing just about everything we can to make sure everybody knows there is a congressional and a judicial race on the June 7 ballot.
If longstanding voting patterns prevail, things will be even harder for Craven County Democratic Chair Bob Costanzo. Reliable Democratic blocs, including racial minorities and university students, are among the least likely to vote in congressional elections. The 3rd District is also among the most reliably Republican districts in the nation. Mr. Costanzo hopes to use the state's semi-open primary system to rouse interest in the Democratic candidates, David Hurst and Ernest Reeves, among unaffiliated voters. Reeves made an unsuccessful bid for Senate earlier this year.
We're working with our precinct chairs, and they are responsible for the areas that they control. We've encouraged them to go door-to-door, contact the registered voters in their area, and try to interest them in voting, especially to reach out to the unaffiliated to suggest that they should take a look at the Democratic candidates and possibly take a Democratic ballot.
But 2016 seems to be the year where anything is possible, and incumbents have an especially bright target on their backs. Populism is in vogue, and Jacksonville's Phil Law, a Republican also running to unseat Representative Jones, hopes a wave of voter frustration with the status quo will land him a place on Capitol Hill.
We see that with the rise of Donald Trump, this huge anti-incumbency wave. We're tired. We're fed up. Everybody needs to go.
Mr. Law also hopes he can develop a broad appeal for his platform, focusing on fiscal reform, immigration, and veterans affairs among those truly independent voters.
It's that sweet 10% that everyone is fighting for. And that will happen on every single race.
Even Representative Jones, who has been the 3rd District's representative for more than 20 years, concedes that old patterns probably won't factor into this year's elections. In the past, congressional candidates were often able to ride the coattails of popular presidential candidates due, in large part, to party affiliation.
I don't think there would be coattails. I do not. I think every one of us in the House, I can't speak for the Senate, we're going to have to run our campaign. If we have to run on our own, then it makes it much more difficult in the November election. My thinking and my hope is that we will come out of the convention in Cleveland and we will have a coordinated message that will excite the American people.
Keeping a united front will be a challenge for both major political parties, but North Carolina Republicans seem to be in especially dire straits in 2016. Unlike their shrewd operation, which helped them win control of the General Assembly and the Governor's Mansion in 2010 and 2012, respectively, the current NCGOP is without a clear chairman or a platform after their May 7 convention. Mr. Mishka said it was, quote, disheartening.
It was a non-event. My first-time attendees from Craven County kept looking at me saying, Carl, why are we here? You know, why are we spending days of our time, hundreds of dollars? We accomplished none of the delegates' business. Pure and simple, that's all there is to say about it. It was a disaster.
On the other hand, Mr. Costanzo says North Carolina Democrats are keeping tight ranks this year, a far cry from the sexual harassment controversies and in-house friction that plagued the party in 2012. State Democrats are scheduled to meet June 11 in Raleigh for their convention.
It appears to me that there is a lot of unity this year. We've got a good leader in Raleigh. Our chair there is excellent. We are meeting regularly, both in person and via a teleconference, and we have discussed many issues going forward, and I believe the state strategy will prove to be very successful going forward into this November election.
A lot of hype is reserved for presidential elections, especially in a state like North Carolina that may play a crucial role in electing the Republic's 45th chief executive. But even a short glance at the news and the Constitution will make it abundantly clear that the president cannot get very far without a cooperative Congress. Though those races may not get banner headlines, a U.S. House representative is one of 434 voting members, they can make the difference between a successful or disastrous 4 to 8 years for the president-to-be and the nation as a whole. Early voting continues through Saturday, and Election Day is Tuesday. You'll be asked to show a form of national or state identification before receiving your ballot. Same-day voter registration is still available during the early voting period. I'm Chris Thomas.